Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. The big story today is the New York Times confirming the Commanders will play another international game in 2026 as the designated home team. You know, my dad was in Madrid to see Washington against the Miami Dolphins, and he said he didn't like that it felt like everything was pro-Miami because they were the home team in that one. Washington will get the chance to be the home team in an international game in 2026. It's the lead story here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So the Commanders will play an international game, and I've heard Brazil is an option, and I believe I've heard Germany is an option, and London. I would love for them to play in London. But again, I don't really love this. I would rather us play all of our home games at home. As Michael made a good point. The NFL is trending towards, all right, you've got 17 games. What does that mean? 8 games at home, 8 games on the road, 1 game that you might be considered the home team, but you ain't playing that thing in your home stadium. You're going elsewhere, international, South America. Maybe they'll go to Canada. Europe, they're going to Berlin, of course, Dublin, Brazil in South America. You've got London. You've got the Spain international game. Have they gone to Australia yet? I feel like that's got to be the next on the list. But Washington will play an international game next season. That is one of the big stories today. I think the other thing is, how does Washington's situation compare with Cincinnati's right now? Because there is a lot of buzz that Joe Burrow will return this weekend as QB1 for the Cincinnati Bengals. And you say, well, all right. Well, Cincinnati's had an injury history with Joe Burrow in the past, and they're 3-7. The difference in their division, there's not a team that already has 8 wins. And I think that's the big difference right there. Joe Burrow's dealt with injuries in the past, and so I think there is some caution to bringing him back. But also, their coach is coaching for his job. A lot of the players on the defensive side of the ball are playing for their job because they've been so bad defensively. I could see them, tossing out everybody. That's the difference, I think, between these two teams here. But again, I am advocating for Jaden Daniels to return as well, even if this team is officially eliminated from playoff contention with 3-8, even if they're 3-9, or maybe they're 4-8, or maybe he comes back for that Broncos game. I don't care about the playoff standings. I think he needs to play to get the reps. I feel like we've talked about this at length. I mean, I keep going back to what Herm Edwards said earlier this week to Grant Danny. on this airwaves right here, as he said, he's a football player. That's what football players do, right? And, like, we all have PTSD for us as Commanders fans because of what we saw with Robert Griffin III. Robert Griffin III is not Jaden Daniels. They haven't suffered the same injury. Jaden's injuries have been more fluke. It's been him not being protected by his offensive line rather than putting himself in harm's way like RG3 did. But again, the injuries have not been nearly as bad as what Robert suffered. And he, like, apparently he's throwing, running. He just had an elbow dislocation. It wasn't like it was ligament damage. I think he's going to say that he's good to go for the Broncos game. Maybe you want to be extra cautious and hold them out for one more week, but there's going to be five more weeks after that, and there's going to be divisional games. And again, Jaden Daniels has never beaten the Dallas Cowboys himself. Jaden Daniels would like to have a better performance against the Philadelphia Eagles than the last game that's, you know, the taste in his mouth, which is the NFC Championship game. And I'd like to see him go out there and outperform Jackson Dart before the end of this season. Phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. We asked Michael Phillips. We're going to ask you guys right now if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. Pull up the depth chart. Maybe you've got it memorized like me. You're just a diehard fan of this team. You can run through it. And tell me how many of those players on the starting lineup you want to be starters next season. QB, we're good. Running back, we need help. Wide receiver, we need help. Tight end, we need help. Offensive line, we need more depth, and we could use a more quality starter, I think, at left guard, or maybe even at center. As much as I like Tyler Biadasz, I think he's taking a step back this year. Defensive end, we need a new player. Defensive tackle, we're going to lose Daron Payne. Linebacker, we need one new guy at least, maybe two. If you want to move Luvu to edge rusher, maybe you want to keep him at linebacker. He just can't cover in space. Corners, I think we need two new corners because I'm okay with going with Trey Amos and Mikey Sainer still next year. One of them's going to be in the slot. One of them's going to be on the outside probably. You need a second outside, and you need a backup slot guy. And I think we need one new safety. I don't know that you can put all your eggs into Will Harris returning from basically a broken leg injury and being good enough next year. And also you have to break down what you think you're going to get in Quan Martin. After last season, I think you would say that's not an area you can improve in. After this season, I think you definitely say that is an area you can improve in. On defense, you could argue that we can improve at every single position. Every single position. I think Javon Kinlaw was a good signing, and he's here to stay. But Johnny Newton doesn't look like a good draft pick right now with Eddie Goldman getting snaps ahead of him, Sheldon Day getting snaps ahead of him, and of course Daron Payne's getting all the snaps ahead of him. So they have to figure out if Johnny Newton was a waste of a draft pick and if you need to draft another defensive tackle. I'm kind of leaning towards running back in free agency, wide receiver in the draft, a lot of defensive players in the draft, and then maybe another offensive lineman in the draft. Free agency, I just wonder what we can get. Are we going to overpay for an edge rusher? Are we going to overpay for a linebacker or a safety? I think you want to build in the draft, but we don't have the most draft picks. So is there a way that we can make a trade here, swing a trade for a few more picks? This is going to be another very crucial offseason here for Adam Peters, as this was the last one, I feel like, before we get to the point where you got to have building blocks. Again, I put Adam Peters on a pedestal because of what he did year one and us winning 12 games. This season has made me question every single move he's made. I still believe he's a great GM, and I want him in charge of our draft class. But I think you have to break down that we haven't had as much draft success as we first thought, because Brandon Coleman, who was an A draft pick last year, given the fact that he started most of the season left tackle, is now struggling to get in games. That A becomes a C+. Mikey Sanders' A becomes a B, right? Like, a lot of these guys that stepped up last year, it feels like they've taken a step back this year in their development, and that really makes you have to dive into the draft class of Adam Peters, and this is going to have to be probably his best draft class of all of them for the Commanders to get back to being a team that people think can contend. this season we've seen. They just lack talent on both sides of the ball. I keep going back to what Chris Russell said because I love it so much. Every other team, it feels like, has a cyborg on defense. We don't have that guy. We don't have that freak athlete on defense. We don't have the Micah Parsons, the Miles Garretts of the world. We just don't have that guy. Like Aaron Donald for so long, right? Like, we don't have a monster. And you could argue it was Daron Payne, but that guy also punched an opponent and got suspended. And I know a lot of monsters in the league that just are smarter than that. So I think we need that guy that strikes fear into the opponent's offense on the defensive side of the ball. And I don't know if you can get that guy in the draft. You might have to overpay for him in free agency to get him here. But again, closing the season strong would give you some momentum and maybe make this a more attractive destination. When last season ended, it felt like here were the destinations: Buffalo, Kansas City, Philly, and Washington. That's what it felt like this offseason, right? But now, I think there's going to be people that flock to, like, Chicago. There might be people that flock to Detroit or to Green Bay. Washington's got to find a way to improve their image over the final seven games of the season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The Houston Texans pull off a gritty win to upset the Bills on Thursday Night Football. That's the lead story as we go around the NFL. Take a look at the latest news and notes. Which quarterbacks are due to start Week 12 over the weekend here on NFL Hits?
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so looking at the games to be played this weekend, I think what's interesting is, and we talked about this earlier in the week, Jeremy, the AFC playoff picture is a lot more blurry than the NFC playoff picture. And here's how to kind of make that make sense for everyone. In the AFC, there are 7 spots, but there are 10 teams currently with a 35% chance or higher at making the playoffs. and a few others that are going to grasp, like Cincinnati, like Miami, that are not completely eliminated. 10 teams. The NFC has 7 spots, and they only have 8 teams with a 35% chance or higher to make it into the playoffs. The AFC, it feels like there are 10 teams still alive, maybe even one more. The NFC, it's down to 8, maybe 9 still alive here. So a lot of that will be figured out over the weekend. Jeremy, I wanted to get your take on A.J. Brown's response to reporters about his season when he basically said, if you think I'm not the same player, Saquon's not the same either. How bad of a teammate is A.J. Brown? I mean, are you kidding me?
He is just causing problems, and I don't know if this was a new thing from being out of Tennessee or if he's used to getting that superstar treatment, but he should be used to this. He played with a superstar running back in Tennessee. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's come over him. It's that wide receiver syndrome, I guess. It is causing problems. I don't know if he's the only one that's making it toxic in that Philadelphia locker room, but something is encouraging him, and whatever that something is, it's got to stop. Otherwise, this team's going to fall apart sooner rather than later.
Kansas City against the Indianapolis Colts. The goal for my show today is to convince Jeremy to ride with me against Michael Phillips on the Chiefs minus 2.5. Jeremy, let me ask you a question. How many times in Patrick Mahomes' career has he lost a third consecutive regular season game?
I'm not sure, but I'm willing to guess the answer is 0.
Kansas City this season is 5-5. After beating Washington with a blowout win, their second win in a row in blowout fashion, they dropped the game against the Bills and dropped the game against the Broncos. Patrick Mahomes has never lost 3 consecutive regular season games. He's never lost 3 consecutive regular season games. They are 4-1 at home. They are awesome at Arrowhead. They've got their weapons. They've got a very underrated defense. And I think the Colts' offense, outside of Jonathan Taylor, is very overrated.
There's been
I'm picking Kansas City.
There's been a lot of firsts for Kansas City this season. They had never lost 3 games in a row, period. But then, if you include the Super Bowl, they lost 3 games in a row to begin the season.
Oh, you're including the Super Bowl now? Yeah, you know what's going to be a first? The first time you buy me breakfast. Can't wait for that one to happen. How about this? Do you think the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy will be able to throw for 200-plus yards against the Packers' top 10 defense?
Yeah, I think J.J. McCarthy can hit that 200-yard number. There's been a lot of focus on him not being able to get the ball to Justin Jefferson. I think that's going to be something they focus on this week, especially with the secondary not being the greatest for the Packers right now.
Yeah, I'm all in on the Vikings to make this a game here. You know, I was the one promoting the Vikings to stay in this race in the division, and the last 2 weeks they've let me down. They might let me down a third week here. I probably wouldn't pick Minnesota to win this game, but I do think they will keep it close. I might put a little bit of cash on the Minnesota plus 6 in this one. How about this one on CBS Sports? They believe the Cowboys will limit the Eagles to under 50% conversion rate on the tush push for the second game in a row. Do you agree?
Not at all. I mean, I know they went and got Kenny Clark in that trade. They traded for Quinnen Williams, but the Cowboys can't stop anybody, let alone the tush push with the Eagles. That's not going to happen. No way.
I just wonder, at this point in the season, we've seen enough replays. They are false starting on the tush push. Will there be a directive from the NFL to have the officials take a closer look at that? Because that's how you stop the tush push. If a 4th-and-1 becomes a 4th-and-6, then all of a sudden they don't go for it.
If it was going to happen,
that's what I'll be watching for.
If it was going to happen, it was going to happen already. Like this has been talked about since like week 3 of this season. It's been a long time, and they haven't changed it at all. They haven't changed the call. They haven't changed the way they're calling this play. They're just going to let this ride. I don't see a way that the Cowboys slow down this tush push of the Eagles. I know the Eagles offensive line a little bit banged up, but that shouldn't stop them.
Yeah, I mean, that's Jalen Hurts is the best play. Quarterbacks that are going to get the start that we have our eye on this weekend, you start with Shedeur Sanders. And I don't know about you, Jeremy, but I am absolutely rooting for Shedeur. I just hate the media hate that he received. He literally proved that he would get hate this year without opening his mouth in the one time he got interviews, and he decided not to speak, and he still had people hating on him. It's so wild, the hate that this man receives just because of his last name and because of who his father is. Look, I never thought that he was that good in college, because Colorado never really won the big game with him and Travis Hunter and Deion at the helm. But I do think that he is really talented in terms of maneuvering around the pocket. That thing, it just seems like that's the first thing that stands out to me. Next thing is, he's not afraid of anything. And this is a awesome opponent for him to go against here to get his first start, because outside of Max Crosby, the Vegas Raiders are letting people go up and up and down the field on them all season long. Like, we just talked about this. Like, Michael said he doesn't credit the Cowboys for scoring 33 on the Vegas Raiders because Washington scored 41. They've been letting teams score 30-plus. In fact, they're averaging 26 points per game that they're giving up. I think Shador is going to have a really good start to his career with his first start this weekend. Joe Burrow, I don't know if I feel the same way.
Yeah, I just got an alert that it seems like it's trending back towards Joe Flacco playing, Joe Burrow's making progress, it seems. I was all in on Joe Burrow starting today, or on Sunday, but it seems like it's swinging back towards Joe Flacco right now.
Yeah, because what happened? He's just being listed as questionable right now. That's the thing. Why are you being listed as questionable when you practice full 2 days in a row? That's kind of the bit they did with Jaden, where they held him out for one more week. If you're holding out Joe Burrow for one more week, your season might be over the following week. I get it. They want to be extra cautious and make sure that, you know, he had this, you know, freak toe injury, that he's fully healthy. But it seemed like an hour and a half ago he was trending towards definitely playing. Lamar Jackson was on the injury report with an ankle injury. He'll be good to go, and Jameis Winston will get the start for the New York Giants. I am kind of excited for that. I've always been a fan of Jameis Winston, one of the best interviews we've had on this show when I grabbed him last year at the Super Bowl. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we touched on the NFL games, but we will give out our certified NFL Game of the Week coming up at 2 p.m. We'll take a look at all the weekend action in college football and college basketball, like VCU has a home game Saturday against Coppin State. And we'll be joined by Moneyline Mac to give out some best bets for college football when we return here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. New rule on Fridays, we roll, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. You can come by, check out the show. Bowling is incredible, but also the pizza's banging, the wings are good. They got so many good things on the menu. I love the food here at River City Roll, and they got the heated patio, which is awesome during these winter months. Heading out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline right now, it's Moneyline Mac. What's up, Mac?
Hey, well, what's up, man? Happy Football Friday. Hey, we got college hoops too, man.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much going on here in the sports world. You know, we've been arguing all week long about the bracket that was revealed in the top 25 for the CFP. What was your spit take reaction?
That the games kind of don't matter to a certain degree. I mean, when you got, well, just for example, right off the top, Miami beat Notre Dame and they're four spots behind them, and they're talking about the quality of loss as well. Miami doesn't have the opportunity to lose to Miami, so I don't know really what they're talking about.
And how about with JMU? Do you like their chances, or are they going to be screwed for an American team?
We'll talk about it here in a minute. I think there's some trip-up spots in the American, but I do think JMU is getting completely disrespected. They have one loss on the year at Louisville, which is a tough place to play. A game they had a second-half lead, and the game kind of got away from them lately. But anybody that watched that game and the game flow knows that that was a game, and they looked the part. I think that they should be in over a two-loss American team, definitely over a three-loss American if Tulane were to stumble here in the last two games.
And, of course, the big story locally, James Franklin hired at Virginia Tech. I really haven't found anyone that said much things negative about this hiring.
It's a home run hire. They couldn't have done any better. I don't think that the teams at LSU, Florida, that haven't hired a coach yet, I don't think they're going to hire somebody better than James Franklin. Yes, the knock was he couldn't beat Ohio State and Michigan. But when you win 8-9 games every year, 10 games, heck, I think Virginia Tech fans will gladly take that on. And the ACC is not as strong as the Big Ten up top as well. He recruits the area well. And another thing about Franklin, everybody talks about how he didn't have a lot of playoff success. They expanded the playoff just last year. If they had had the 12-team playoff for his entire tenure, he would have had six more playoff appearances. Heck, they might have backdoored their way into a national championship for all we know.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right about that. He was a consistent winner at Penn State. All right, there's a ton of elimination games in my mind this weekend. Let's start with the big one. And your thoughts if this is truly an elimination game, USC against Oregon in the Big Ten.
It's definitely an elimination game for USC. USC's got to have the game if they want any hope. But, I mean, you look at it, they have two losses. Oregon's got one. Oregon's resume is not very good when you really dive into it. But they only have one loss. I think if Oregon gets this game, they're pretty much going to be in. I can't really see, even if they drop the Washington game, I can't see them leaving out a 10-2 Oregon team. We could see chaos if USC were to go into Oregon. But with that said, I never take Lincoln Riley on the road, and I will lay the points with the Ducks in the Northwest. It's going to be cold, windy weather. I think Oregon controls the line of scrimmage. I think USC is a little bit soft in fool's gold.
All right, let's move over to another game that I'm really interested in Pitt against Georgia Tech. And, you know, we were talking about this game earlier, and I'm taking Haynes King and Georgia Tech to win this one because I lost all faith in Pitt with the fact that they just no-showed last week. I can't believe their head coach came out and said that game didn't matter. When you had a top 10 opponent you're playing against, of course it matters.
Yeah, it always matters, and I get his point to a certain degree, but you don't say that. You play to win the game, and I think that sets the momentum and the tone for this game. I think if they had played well last week and they just lost to Notre Dame because Notre Dame's better, I would feel differently about it. Obviously, I am a West Virginia guy, so I enjoy watching Pitt lose. But I'm gonna be on Georgia Tech with you. I think you hit the nail on the head. I trust Haynes King in this final game at Bobby Dodd, potentially here against the freshman quarterback in prime time. And I just love Brent Key, man. I think that you would never hear him say something along the lines of, if we lose by 100, it doesn't matter. He's a football guy through and through. He played their offensive line. I think Georgia Tech punches their ticket to the ACC championship here.
All right, let's get your two best bets. We've got Moneyline Mac with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline.
All right, so yeah, number one, it's going to be, I think we're going to see some American chaos tomorrow, and I think it's going to start with ECU. ECU's only got one loss in the league. I think that it turns into two. UTSA has not lost a home game under Jeff Traylor in 5 years there in the Alamo Dome. I like them as a short home dog there, getting 2.5. And the other one, give me Temple over Tulane. I see that you get Temple up there in Philly. Those teams from the South don't like playing in the cold weather. Going up to Philly, I know it's a little bit of a sleepy spot at the Eagle Stadium. Nobody really goes to those games. But Casey Keeler's had a great job in year one. They're off a bye week. I think they're ready to rock and roll. They're getting 9.5. I think that they have a shot to knock off Tulane, and maybe JMU can backdoor into this college football playoff.
Do you like Virginia Tech plus 18.5 hosting Miami with all the momentum we talked about? Franklin's talked about how many recruits are going to be in that building. We know that place will be rocking. I think there's a bit of a revenge from last year losing in the Hail Mary to Miami. I think I would lay the 18.5.
You mean take the 18.5?
Take it. Take the points.
Yeah. I love Virginia Tech this weekend, getting 18.5. Mario Cristobal. Well, Mario Cristobal. Now we're getting into the late stages of the season. High pressure game for Miami. It's going to be Miami traditionally has not been good in November on the road when they get out of the state of Florida. This is only their second game all year out of the state of Florida, which is crazy when you think about it, since we're on November 22nd tomorrow. But yeah, I like the Hokies here. Getting the 18.5, I think it's a ball game, and like you said, this is a long rivalry. Throw out the records here. Virginia Tech Super Bowl tomorrow.
SMU hosting Louisville. A few weeks ago, Louisville was one of the top teams in the ACC and looked like they had a chance to be in the CFP. Then they lost to Cal, and then they lost to Clemson.
Yeah, I know. They've kind of faltered here. And last year, this was the game that SMU really got their season going. They went to Louisville, got it done, and they never looked back, got to the college football playoff year one. I like the revenge here. I like Louisville. I'll buy the dip here. Love taking Jeff Brohm as a dog. They're getting, a field goal here? I think Louisville picks off SMU down there in Dallas.
All right, back to, the college football playoffs. Is there a game that we've missed that you think could really affect the rankings?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, there are trap games. I mean, Texas is still somewhat mathematically in play. They have Arkansas. Vanderbilt still is mathematically in play. They got Kentucky. Both of those teams are laying less than 10 points. The other one, I guess, Michigan, they got to win the last two against Maryland and Ohio State to get in. If they trip up against Maryland, then they're definitely going to be out. But I think the game that I'm looking at is in the late window. BYU, one loss, going to Cincinnati. Cincinnati all of a sudden stumbling here in the Big 12. BYU's got to have this game if they want to stay in contention. I think an 11-1 BYU should get in the college football playoff, but we'll see, because there's definitely an SEC and Big Ten bias.
Yeah, let's go through a few of these teams here that are behind the cut line, right? Like Michigan. What a win against Maryland, and then a big win against Ohio State. A 10-2 Michigan with a win against the number one team in the country be into the CFP.
Yes. There's no way they're going to leave out Michigan in that brand if they beat Ohio State at 10-2.
Yeah. So then who are they taking out? Is it Notre Dame? Is it an 8-2 Oklahoma? I mean, someone's going to have to be eliminated, and I think it might end up being either a SEC team or I guess the Big 12 would be limited to one.
Yeah, it would be the Big 12 because they can't take Oklahoma out because Oklahoma beat Michigan head-to-head in week two. Mm.
Yeah,
I think it would be Big 12. It would be a Big 12 one-loss team. That's what's fascinating. You got USC, Michigan, and Texas, all those big brands knocking on the door. I mean, heck, even Vanderbilt. I mean, if Vanderbilt goes 10-2, it's hard to say that they shouldn't be in the playoff.
Yeah, and then Miami. What's going to happen if they win out but miss the ACC title game because it's Georgia Tech, Virginia? And then they have the exact same record as Notre Dame, and just like Notre Dame, they both don't play in a championship game.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to expand the playoff again.
it's happening. It's going to be 16 before we know it.
Well, and the problem is these conferences are too big now. Yeah, when you're playing 18 teams, there's 18 teams in your league, 17 teams and 16 teams, you're not, nobody's playing the same schedule, so you don't get to see a true champion in these leagues. So that's what's difficult, and that's why it's ironic that we actually have a head-to-head with Miami and Notre Dame, but they're right. choosing to ignore it.
Yeah, well, that's what's just driving me crazy. And I've said, like, in every other sport, the same record, they would turn to head-to-head. I think in the NFL, it's obvious. In college basketball, I'm pretty sure if it was VCU and, like, a BYU with the exact same record, but BYU had beat VCU, they would be in. For some reason in football, it's like, oh, but look at the body of work, or the date of the game matters, which is so stupid. That's why I told Michael earlier, what will the committee say if the ACC bookends with a win week one, Florida State over Alabama, and now they're ignoring that game, but if Georgia Tech beats Georgia, will the ACC get the respect? Because it just doesn't seem like they will.
Yeah, I mean, the Alabama-Florida State one is hilarious that they're choosing to ignore that one, because that wasn't a fluke win. That wasn't a Florida State one on a walk-off field goal, crazy game. No, they dominated that game from the line of scrimmage, and that was not a fluke. And so, the fact that they just have chosen to ignore that one and pretty much just crown Alabama until they finally lost this last week, I had issues with that. And I don't know if I'm speaking for you as well. I don't even like Miami. I've never been a Miami fan, but, like, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they're four spots behind Notre Dame, and here I am defending the U.
Yeah, I'm defending the conference more than the U. But yeah, it is crazy because I've always, like, respected Miami, but never been a fan. Let me get your thoughts on this. When the bracket is revealed, number of teams from each conference. ACC, 1, Big 12, 1, SEC, Big 10. What are your thoughts?
I mean, you know, I'm a Big 12 guy. I hope it's 2, but I think it's going to be 1. I think you'll get 1 from each. 1 Big 12, 1 ACC, 1 G5, so that's 9. 1 Notre Dame, so that's 8. 3 Big 10, 5 SEC.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do think the 5 SEC to 3 Big 10 makes sense this year, because Penn State's mm-hmm. so bad, and that's, like, everybody's big win. Mac, always appreciate it, man. Thanks. Good stuff, dude.
Appreciate it, AWOD. Enjoy your weekend, man.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we've got AWOD's Certified NFL Game of the Week coming up here in about 15 minutes. We'll do that at 2 p.m. Phone lines are open right now, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Jeremy, can you pull up some NFL bed music here? I wanted to do AWOD's picks because I've been pretty hot here, placing some wagers on the National Football League. Last week, I was on a heater at the 1 o'clock hour. And it's like, that's when you should quit. Like, when you're doing well at 1 o'clock, don't touch on the 4 o'clock game. Stay away from the prime time. That's when you become a sucker. Let's get to it. AWOD's picks, 1 p.m. on CBS. You guys know I'm a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin. And I believe in that defense. But not this weekend. The ball is bouncing the Bears' way this year. They're at home. They will defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Give me the Bears minus 2.5. Patriots, Bengals. I do not care if it's Joe Flacco or if it's Joe Burrow. The Patriots are hot right now, and they've got it going on both sides of the ball. And I think that's going to be the difference in this one. Their defense will get just enough stops. The offense will get the win. I won't take New England minus 7, so I'm not going to touch that game, but I think the Patriots win. Giants, Lions. This is one of your dud games because I just think Detroit will bounce back. This Detroit offense has been up and down this season, and Dan Campbell took over play-calling duties because of that inconsistency. But they still have been up and down since he took over. I'm expecting them to bounce back. Philly's defense was too good. Giants defense is not nearly as good. Jeremy, do you think your boys cover a 12.5-point spread here?
I hope so, but no, definitely not. The Lions are coming out with vengeance after the way their offense looked against the Eagles last week, and they're going to put up about 50 points on us.
Now, I would take the over, because Jameis Winston might have 3 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions. he is the king of that, right? What do you have, 20 touchdowns, 27 interceptions 1 year in Tampa? It was wild. Give me Detroit. Vikings at the Green Bay Packers. This, it's hard to get a read on this one. Green Bay at home this year has not been as good as they normally are. Like, they are a 3-2 home team, but, you know, they kind of had to squeak by a few of those opponents at home. I will pick Green Bay to win this one, but I don't think I would touch that spread. I think Minnesota could keep it within 6 points. Seattle, Tennessee. This is a 13.5 point spread for a home team. I think you got to take that. As much as I don't like what Tennessee's doing, as much as I don't think that we've seen good enough play from Cam Ward this season, I just don't think that the Seahawks will completely demolish them, completely blow them out. I expect them to score. I mean, Sam Darnold's been able to move the football, but they could turn the ball over. He has had a few interceptions this year, and so I think I will take the home team in Tennessee with that big of a point spread there. I will take Tennessee plus the points, plus 13.5. Colts, Chiefs, this is my biggest bet. I have taken Michael Phillips' breakfast before. Now I'm trying to take Jeremy's lunch money. Have you changed your mind?
Not at all. I'm standing firm on this one. I think the Colts get the win here.
We got another hour of this show, ladies and gentlemen. Call in and help me convince Jay Money to not lose his money to AWOD. You got to be smart with your bets, man. Jets, Ravens, 1 p.m. on CBS. I actually like the Jets plus 13.5 in this one. I mean, defensively, Aaron Glenn is the head coach. He's a defensive-minded coach, and I think he would tell you right now, he does not like what they've done defensively, but they're way worse offensively. That's the big problem for them. They bench Justin Fields in favor of Tyrod Taylor. Give me Tyrod to keep it close. I like that. Give me Tyrod. Give me Jets plus 13.5. I just think Baltimore runs the ball a lot. It might be a lower scoring game. And so I could see Baltimore winning this one by 10 points. Probably not by two full touchdowns. Browns, Raiders, absolutely your deadest game of the weekend. Just such a dud here. Shedeur Sanders is getting the start. Good for you. I hope you have a good performance. I probably would pick Cleveland plus 4, but that's such a dud game. I just think you got to call 1-800-GAMBLER if you're betting on that one. Jags, Cardinals from Glendale, Arizona. Give me Jacksonville minus 3. Eagles, Cowboys. I probably will take Philly minus 3.5 here. I wouldn't be shocked if Dallas won this game because Philly's just so dysfunctional there, and I think Dallas will be able to move the football. But I keep going back to that week one game where they had the perfect first half, and every single time they got the ball, they moved into Philly territory and got a touchdown, two field goals, and it wasn't enough, right? They still lost that game. I'll take Philly. I'll take Philly minus 3.5. Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. Michael Penix is out for the year. This is a Raheem Morris coaching on the hot seat game. I think he gets the win. I think he's going to have to inspire his defense, and I think that they can force some turnovers here by New Orleans. So I will take Atlanta on the road to bounce back. Bucks, Rams, what a game. What a game on Sunday Night Football. This one deserves its own segment, I think, to really break down here, because Baker has been terrific. He is one of the coolest quarterbacks in the league. I just love his moxie. I love his fight. Bucky Irving is out, though, and this team really needs him. That running game has lacked this season, and I think that's their biggest difference. Passing game, they're top 10. Points per game, they're top 10. They just can't run the football. They are bottom 10 in that category. I kind of think that's going to be the difference in this one, because the Rams have two running backs in Kyron Williams and Blake Corum, and of course Stafford is leading the league this year in touchdowns to interceptions. 27-2. Gimme the Rams to win, but I will not bet on it because that's a 7-point spread. I think that's too much. I could see Baker tying this game and then the Rams winning with a field goal. Panthers, 49ers is your Monday night game, and I do like the Niners in that one. I actually think the Niners will cover the spread. Yeah, I'll take San Francisco -7. I think that Rico Dowdle's been pretty much the whole team for Carolina this year. I never have been a believer in Bryce Young, dating back to his time in college. He's just too small. 49ers defense, Robert Saleh will be aggressive. They'll force at least one interception. If you're going to place one player prop, make it Bryce Young interception this weekend. That's AWOD's picks here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we're going to enter into the Power Hour, the final hour of AWOD Radio here on a Friday, taking you up to Grant and Danny, who will drive you home at 3 p.m. We'll take a look at VCU's game on Saturday, hosting Coppin State. The best games in college football and the NFL Certified Game of the Week on the final hour of AWOD Radio, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.